Well, Cass County Master Gardeners have their spring plant sale coming up this Saturday on May 13th, and they've got a lot planned for that date. We're going to talk a little bit to Tressa Wilcox, who's in representing the Master Gardeners for us this morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Jim.
How long have you been a Master Gardener?
Oh, gosh.
A while.
12 years.
I was going to say a while, apparently.
I should have counted that up.
Why was that attractive to you?
Well, I've always enjoyed gardening, and it seemed like about the time my kids all left home, I had more time to devote to it, and I took the course.
All right. And obviously a good experience for you. Did you come in with a lot of knowledge?
No. I would say I was pretty amateurish. I dabbled in it. My father was a big gardener, but made me want to continue the tradition.
Sure, sure. So it gives you an opportunity. And it kind of... It shows, I guess, that it doesn't matter what level of interest or expertise you have. If you just really want to learn more, this is a possibility for you.
Right. We don't look for experts. We want people who want to learn.
We create experts as best we can. Very good. Well, the spring plant sale is coming up here this Saturday. This is an opportunity for the Master Gardeners to do lots of things, to get out there and be visible, to make some extra money, to help move the project forward. It's got to be an exciting time.
It is. It's fun to share what you have in your garden with others, and we even pick up some items at the sale.
The spring plant sale is this Saturday, May 13th. It says here on my sheet from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. or until sold out, so it must be pretty popular.
It can be, yes. We hope it is. The weather holds.
And this will be at the Cass County Community Center. What types of things will folks find?
Well, people will be digging up things that are good to plant in the spring. That would be hosta, perennial geraniums, some phlox, maybe baptista, daylilies will be there, sedum, salvia. Just anything that starts to pop up in the spring is usually a good time to divide and replant.
How do you get the ideas for what types of things you think are going to sell? Do you get feedback from folks?
Well, mostly we just ask the other Master Gardeners, what will you be bringing? And we almost always get rid of the majority of it.
Okay, all right. So these aren't things that you're buying and reselling?
No, they're from our own gardens. And we go out and a lot of times you need to divide and move things around or give it away.
Mm-hmm. Do you find a lot of regular folks that come back year after year for this?
We do. We have some real regulars and some will stumble onto it and be glad they did.
All right, excellent. Well, you got a lot of interesting things there. And I see a note here, too, that the Atlantic FFA will be part of this process this year.
And that is a new thing. They have a greenhouse behind the high school that a lot of people don't know is there, but they are going to be bringing in starts of vegetables and starts of some flowers. They'll have probably peppers and... tomatoes, peppermint, cilantro, some herbs, and garlic. So that's a new thing for us, and it's kind of exciting. They'll also bring in some starts of flowers, such as zinnias, petunias, coneflowers, marigolds, things like that. So it'll be a good opportunity for them to sell the things they have raised and for the community to support them.
So some of what folks might find here at the annual plant sale might be things that they can do around their landscaping. Some of these items might be things they can do in the actual garden.
Yes. Actually, the things I just mentioned that the FFA are bringing are more annuals than perennials. So they would use them for picking flowers for their house, just for the beauty of it and for starting a garden.
Excellent. Opportunity. If you're going to start a garden, you need to have the right tools and things, too. Did I see somewhere that there might be some things there, too, not just plants?
There might be. It's not going to be a huge amount. We just have the Master Gardeners will sometimes phase out tools they don't use anymore or have seconds of, and they'll also be bringing some yard art, such as some stakes in the ground of metal objects or just yard art can be just about anything these days. And when people are phasing out different yard art, they may bring that along. They also will have the books, garden books that we have accumulated over the years, some nice gardening books that might be good for beginners to read.
All right. Excellent. And this will be, by the way, it's at the Cass County Community Center, right out front there.
Right outdoors, yes.
Hopefully the weather is, fingers crossed, good. It's the spring. We never know for sure, but we hope it's good so you have an opportunity to do all the things that folks want to do, including advice. Do you ever give any advice? Do folks ask a lot of questions when they come to an event like this?
Yes. We try to put on each plant, whether it's a shade plant, partial sun, or full sun, and we do talk to them about how tall and how, basically how tall and how much they spread so they can know where to put them. We do a lot of counseling that way.
Well, the experience pays off, and that's part of what being a master gardener is all about, is giving back.
Community education is a big part of our mission, yes.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. It sounds to me like being a master gardener has been a good experience for you.
It's been, good for me to learn and try new things in my own garden. It's been enjoyable. They're a fun group. We go on bus trips, and we're going to have a garden walk this year, local gardens for the community to come tour. We just have a good time. We meet monthly.
Oh, very good. Is there room for more?
Oh, more master gardeners?
Oh, absolutely.
You bet. If people are interested, there usually is a course in the fall. A lot of it's done online now, so you don't even have to come in for hours at a time, although they do some local meetings with the people who are taking the course, but it's we're definitely looking for more all the time.
Since you've been through this, can you kind of explain the process a little bit? What all is involved and expected of master gardeners or people who want to go through the program?
First, you take the course, and that involves usually 1 to 2 times a week for a 2-month period. There'll be lectures or learning times. Some of those will be local with the local extension people. Some will be online with the Iowa State people. And then when you finish, there's a test, and there are a lot of booklets you get when you sign up to take the course. So there is a cost involved, and I'm not for sure what that cost is right now, but we could tell you if you come to the plant sale. And then after we graduate, you need to give back to the community for 40 hours in the first year or two, and after that we have a community education aspect that we put hours into, and a community service aspect that we put hours into, and so that keeps us going in the community.
And that's not a lot of hours, really, is it? It goes by pretty quickly.
No, the 40 hours takes a while the first year or two, but after that it's cut in half, and a lot of times you're just having fun when you do it.
Well, it's supposed to be. That's why you got into it in the first place,
right?
Because you enjoy that type of thing. We didn't talk about prices on some of these things, and there's kind of a reason for that.
We now are doing give whatever you want, your own decision on what you want to give us for the plants you take. And actually, that's been a better way to do it than trying to price everything.
Yeah, nobody wants to fill out all those little stickers.
No.
What about the FFA items that come in? Is that going to be handled the same way, do you know?
I don't really know that for sure.
They can find
I think they'll have a separate price for those, probably.
Yeah.
But they'll be very reasonable because it's not really a retail place.
Yeah. Well, and I can't speak for the FFA. I assume that the money they generate from that goes right back into their programming again.
Yeah.
But and with you folks through the Master Gardening Program, the money that's generated, it just turns itself back over again into scholarships and projects and things that you do. And that's very important to you, isn't it?
Yes. We have grants we give to churches, libraries, different organizations who want to improve their landscaping, and they can apply for a grant. And then we give a scholarship to a student who is in horticulture or going to go into horticulture, usually at Iowa State, but
yeah,
in this area.
Great opportunity for everyone. And this is for the men and the ladies. It's for anyone
yes.
who wants to participate.
We have both men and women.
And the Cass County Master Gardeners actually is more than Cass County, too, isn't it?
We have a few people from outside,
yeah,
near Harlan and things. We seem to have a more active group than some of the towns around us, so we've attracted some of those people.
Awesome. Very good. So everyone who would like to learn more can certainly do that. Well, again, I'll tell you more about this plant sale. The Spring Plant Sale, the Cass County Master Gardeners, again, coming up on Saturday, May 13th, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. right at 8, right? Not at 7:50,
8
o'clock.
Get there early, and it might go on longer. It just depends on how long the items last.
All right, very good. So pile in the car and come on out and have some fun there at the Cass County Community Center parking lot. Look for all those different items. And again, if you have any questions, you can find more information online. You can always call the Extension office, and they'll be happy to provide you with whatever you need there for info. And have a good time. That's what it's meant for, right?
You're right. Excellent. Please come.
Tressa, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great time there.
You're welcome. Thank you.